This is a podfic of the work End Racism on OTW by Dia Star. Read by Daisy Divergence. Rating is mature and no archive warnings apply. The category is female/female. Fandom is the untamed and relationship Lanjan/Weiying. Additional tags for alternate universe modern setting. Non-traditional alpha beta omega dynamics. Alpha Lanjan Omega Weiying. Rule 63. And fluff. Author's notes. Curious about the title of this fan work? I'm joining an effort to call on AO3 to fulfill commitments they have already made to address harassment and racist abuse on the archive. Read more, boost, and get involved here. Link. I tried to get this together as fast as I could, so I'd have something to post for the End OTW Racism campaign linked above. So I may at some point expand or write a follow-up to this. In the meantime, please enjoy this silliness, and please do check the link above. Content warning, Weiying's internal monologue has some internalized ableism related to a back injury. And warning for folks with an embarrassment squeak that this might hit that. It's a little hard for me to tell. Weiying spends a lot of the fic embarrassed, but it's totally necessary, so shrugs. Reader's notes. I am recording this for Jenny Sequoia as part of a little project that we're putting together. So I was looking at your Dear Podvic letter last year, Dear Podvic or letter last year for ITPE, Jenny. And, you know, you were really talking about how you like FF Lanjan Weiying, and you recorded me that wonderful story, that was kind of the same thing last year. And I was like, well, let me go through and just pillage the tag. And so I've come up with a few here that, I will hopefully be recording in time. But, yeah, this is the first one that I've picked up the microphone for. I have many tabs open. Yeah, at this point, I hope that, I hope this is fun. That's kind of my thought process around it. This is an ice cold read. But of course we love Dia Star. So yeah, I hope you enjoy this and I hope you're able to rest and recover well with some lovely words in your ears. Okay, with that, let's get started. When Weiying had started teasing Lanjan, approximately 30 seconds after meeting Lanjan for the first time in their music therapy seminar, it was totally costless, because it wasn't like she was fucking up her chances at dating this beautiful, expressionless, chic alpha dyke. Obviously, someone like that wouldn't be caught dead on a date with a dorky goth disaster like Weiying to begin with. Plus, she figured, someone that cool and classy was probably really stuck up anyway, so, hey, no great loss. Which made it kind of embarrassing when she realized 3 days later that, actually, Lanjan was great. Kind and careful and so good with patience, and made it even more embarrassing and inexplicable and amazing 3 weeks later when Lanjan had asked her, Weiying, to go on a real date in public. But I make fun of you all the time, Weiying blurted out. You wanted my attention. The very corner of Lanjan's perfect mouth quirked upwards. You have it. You're like the proverbial dog that chases the car and then doesn't know what to do with it when it catches it. Wen Jing said. When she came home to find Wei Ying buried under a pile of pillows on the couch, bewildered and overwhelmed and somehow warm all over. Don't compare me to a dog, Wei Ying yelled. But the rest of the comparison was annoyingly accurate. And then they were dating. And Lan Chan was perfect. She didn't even blink when Wei Ying had to apologetically explain that Lan Zhan's artfully planned rock climbing date was a no-go because of her fucked up back. And she never pulled any alpha bullshit, except having a very quiet rage blackout when she learned that Wei Ying's back wasn't wrecked by natural causes. But to be fair, Jiajia reacted that way too. And she's an Omega. She actually listened when Wei Ying talked, and she liked to put her jacket around Wei Ying's shoulders, or casually brush her wrist against Wei Ying's scent gland when they were in public. Like she actually wanted people to know that they were together. But they've only been dating a month, and that's what makes it so incredibly fucking mortifying when Lan Zhan turns to Wei Ying, seated in one of the library's studio rooms with the rest of the project group, and murmurs, brow furrowed, Wei Ying, your scent. And Wei Ying inhaled and smells, oh fuck. Her eyes fly wide open. Wei Ying flees. She's not proud of it, but honestly, this is a day when the most embarrassing thing I did slot is already filled by going into heat. Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. So, whatever. She spends the bus ride home telling herself that maybe Lan Zhan didn't notice. Or maybe she noticed Wei Ying's scent had gone weird and didn't know what it was. Or maybe Lan Zhan will hit her head or something and get amnesia. No, that's a terrible thing to hope for. And she'll probably forget all about Wei Ying anyway. If that happened, that would be worse. Probably. Or maybe not. Maybe nothing is worse than going into heat around somebody you've only been dating for a month like a total fucking weirdo. She texts Wen Jing. Can you stay with Wen Ning tonight?
Yes, but why?
Wen Jing replies. Wei Ying scrubs her hand over her face and admits, I'm in heat. Wen Jing's response is just, oh, honey. Which is honestly nicer than Wei Ying deserves. Because here's the thing that makes this so life-destroyingly horrible. You only go into heat or rut when your instincts have decided you're serious enough about someone that it's time to make a baby with them. An actual baby. Like, there are people who get married without ever having their heat or rut. And here Wei Ying is, going into heat after one measly month, right in front of Lan Zhan's salad. The moment she shuts the door of the apartment, she curls up on the floor in a fetal position, right there in the entryway. And there she stays, in a stew of terminal embarrassment, until the one thing that could make this worse happens. She catches Lan Zhan's scent wafting under the door, and then hears a knock. Wei Ying. Wei Ying calls through the door. Look, can we please just pretend this isn't happening? Please? There's a beat of silence. Then Lan Zhan says, I do not think I can, no. Wei Ying. Are you all right?
Oh, God, you were worried about me.
Wei Ying's eyes are stinging,
It's so unfair that Lun Zhan can be so good and sweet when she's definitely about to break up with Wei Ying.
You seemed very upset, Lun Zhan says in her low and musical voice.
Wei Ying can picture the little creases that must be between her eyebrows right now. She can picture every perfect inch of Lun Zhan, from her Guqin calloused fingertips to her three helix studs, diamond, aquamarine, sapphire, and a neat little row, because Lun Zhan is the sparkliest butch Wei Ying has ever met. Wei Ying loves that about her.
Fuck.
I am upset, but I'm fine. Can you please just... Wei Ying presses her forehead against her knee in a way that's begging for attention, headache. The last thing this day needs.
Wei Ying, please let me in.
Lun Zhan says. She sounds determined, which is a bad sign.
I do not like to think of you being alone when you are so upset. Please, Wei Ying, just for a few minutes, just so I can make sure that you're all right.
I'm not all right, Wei Ying thinks, but she's weak to Lun Zhan. That's sort of the problem.
Fuck.
Probably Lun Zhan won't break up with her right this instant. Probably she'll at least wait until the heat is over, right?
Wei Ying, please.
Fine, fine. Wei Ying uncurls enough to turn the doorknob and pull the door open a crack. But she does not get up from the floor. That is her emotional support floor. Or look up at Lun Zhan. She just keeps her eyes pinned to the floorboards and keeps thinking, like she has all afternoon. I am the uncoolest, unchillest person in the world. And cool, chill Lun Zhan won't want anything to do with me. A giant weirdo whose body just started shouting, I want to have your babies, after less time than it takes to get a primary care appointment. Lun Zhan shuts the door gently behind her. Then she folds down to join Wei Ying on the floor, her leather jacket creaking.
Wei Ying, she says, have you been crying?
Fuck, has she? Maybe she has. That would be part and parcel to this whole horrible blob of too much emotions too soon. For a minute or so, there's silence. Then, Lun Zhan says, very quietly,
is it really so awful to like me that much?
Wei Ying's head flies up. For the second time today, she gapes at Lun Zhan, horrified.
What? No! Lun Zhan, it's not awful to like you. It's great to like you.
Lun Zhan does not look convinced.
Then...
I'm just crushingly embarrassed because I had, like, the fastest heater rut in human history.
And then Lun Zhan says, very calmly,
I went into rut the first week.
Wei Ying's jaw drops. The first week we went out? She squeaks. Lun Zhan shakes her head, and for a moment the universe makes sense again. Then Lun Zhan clarifies.
The first week we met.
It's like someone struck a gong inside Wei Ying's brain. Nothing but sound and vibration. Holy shit. Yeah. Lun Zhan was out of class at the end of the first week. Sick, Wei Ying had thought.
But apparently...
About me?
She asks, just to be sure. Solemn, Lan Zhan nods.
Holy shit.
Wei Ying says weakly.
That's...
so hot.
So, 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 so hot.
And ridiculous. Weird. Lan Zhan asks, staring intently at Wei Ying. Embarrassing.
Impossible.
Wei Ying mutters, blushing.
No way, no way you saw this hot mess and thought, yeah, I want that chick to have my kids.
Wei Ying. The way that Lan Zhan is looking at her should be illegal. That is exactly what I thought.
Lan Zhan!
Wei Ying wails. That is exactly what I still think.
Lan Zhan?
I was sure about you then, Lan Zhan says. And oh no, they're making eye contact now. I am sure about you now. Wei Ying is good. Wei Ying is brilliant. And brave and kind.
I'm a dick.
A tiny smile flits across Lan Zhan's face. A little. I enjoy it. It is not mean-spirited. Wei Ying buries her face in her hands, mumbling into her palms. She says again,
Lan Zhan.
Wei Ying. For a minute, it's quiet. Then Lan Zhan says softly, I will go if you wish. I know it is soon to share a heat. Another pause. But if you do not wish me to go. There's a clicking sound, something set on the floor. Wei Ying looks up. It's a plastic box, the size of a pencil case. An after-heat shot. She stares at Lan Zhan, eyes wide. I stop by the pharmacy on my way, Lan Zhan explains. Wei Ying may use it or not. It is her choice.
Or not?
Lan Zhan shrugs. Elegantly, everything she does is elegant. I am sure of Wei Ying.
Oh my god.
Wei Ying says, muffled by her hands again. She's blushing. She's smiling. She's not ready to be pregnant. Holy shit. But there's something about the fact that apparently Lan Zhan is ready for them to have that. Something permanent. Wow.
Wow. Do you, are you sure about sharing the heat, though?
Wei Ying asks, a little self-conscious. It is soon to share a heat, and it's kind of a lot to ask of a partner she knows. A lot of energy, a lot of care.
We only just had sex, like, a week ago.
And she'd felt very self-conscious about that, too. First, the waiting, since it was obvious that Lan Zhan would have been perfectly happy to have her naked and writhing on the first date. And then the end of the waiting. Since Lan Zhan's body wasn't a wreck like hers, and she was clearly miles ahead of Wei Ying in experience and confidence. With an expression of perfect unconcern, Lan Zhan says simply, Wei Ying runs her fingers over the bridge of her nose, trying to figure out a non-awkward way to ask.
Do I need to ask Wen Jing to drop off a nodding dildo?
Do you? I am not in rut, says Long John, meaning I can't knot you with my cock right now. Her tone could not possibly be more casual. It's like she's commenting on the weather. It may come on now, triggered by your heat, or it may not. You will be satisfied either way. Wei Ying can't resist lifting an eyebrow.
Oh, will I be?
Lan Zhan makes eye contact again. This time she's wearing a little smirk. Does Wei Ying doubt it? Wei Ying doesn't answer, but her blush probably tells the story anyway. Wei Ying. The smirk is gone now, replaced by the kind of sober, steady Lan Zhan gaze that always makes Wei Ying feel small and warm and important under its light. May I stay? She asks. Wei Ying takes a deep breath. Fuck. Lan Zhan smells incredible.
Yeah, she says, pushing herself to her feet. Yeah, Lan Zhan. Stay.
Stay always. She doesn't have the courage to say, but her body said it for her. And even if the timing was a little off, the message was right. From the smile on Lan Zhan's face as she rises to join Wei Ying, Wei Ying thinks she knows that. And somehow, that's not embarrassing at all.
Author's Notes. ETA, now with beautiful art by Froggy. Please check it out. Link. Reader's Notes. Okay, this fan art is really beautiful. I'm going to describe it to you. But I recommend clicking on it yourself. So the caption here is, a modern WLW Wangxian commission done for You Hide a Star, based on her beautiful fic, Link. And then there's a summary of the fic. But yeah, the image is Lan Zhan and Wei Ying sitting on the floor of Wei Ying and Wen Qing's apartment. Lan Zhan has a very short kind of butch lesbian haircut. Has kind of dark a lipstick on. Leather jacket, a light blue shirt, a little necklace. Was that a bunny necklace? I'm so blind, guys. And they're both wearing just kind of socks. Oh, she's wearing pants. And then, these might be black socks, I think, for Lan Zhan. And very striking, beautiful gold eyes. I love Lan Zhan with gold eyes. And then there's Wei Ying. She has her her hands just covering her face in embarrassment. She's got a ponytail with a little red hair tie. And she looks like, oh god, I can't believe this. Like, her eyebrows are very expressive. I love this. And it looks like, I think this is a hoodie she's got on, but it's like short sleeve hoodie, maybe? Honestly, it looks like it might be like a cropped hoodie. And then the shirt underneath is striped black and... might be black and white from the lighting, but I think probably black and kind of like a light gray maybe, or light brown, and then wearing kind of black jeans with rips on the knees, and then wearing blue socks. And Lan Zhan has her hand touching Wei Ying's foot. And it looks very sweet and soft and They're having a very serious conversation about the fact that they both want to be with each other forever. Which is great. I love that. Okay. If you made it this far, thank you for joining me. Thank you to Dia Star for having blanket permission to Podfic. And thank you for Jenny for existing in this world. And yeah, that's it. If you enjoyed this story, please consider going back and leaving kudos and or comments on the original work on AO3. Thanks for listening. Bye.